8:13 on the brand new Star 106.3 with Lakey and Lance. Tomorrow on the show, Samantha Jade and Benji Madden. We will be chatting to them both for a feel-good Friday. Right,
oh,
now.
How good's that?
On 1300 00 1063. Do you feel you get judged for not having a baby? Not having kids? I think people are moving to... It's a lot more prevalent these days to just, you know, live a lifestyle where it's you and your partner and you rock the whole no kids thing.
Well, I think, you know, there's a lot of speculation that's going on. And I'll tell you someone who's had enough, and that is Jennifer Aniston. She has had enough. She penned a scathing essay yesterday for the Huffington Post. Jen's 47. She's been denying these latest pregnancy rumours that, you know, have been swirling around. I'm just going to read you a little excerpt of her column because it was very, very moving. For the record, I'm not pregnant. What I am is fed up. The sheer amount of resources being spent right now by the press trying to simply uncover whether or not I'm pregnant points to the perpetuation of this notion that women are somehow incomplete, unsuccessful, or unhappy if they're not married with children. I'm not in pursuit of motherhood because I feel incomplete in some way. We are complete with or without a mate, with or without a child. We get to decide for ourselves what is beautiful when it comes to our bodies. That decision is ours and ours alone. We get to determine our own happily ever after for ourselves. And I just thought that was so poignant, and I think she's put it very eloquently, and I can completely relate to this. Lakey, as you know, I am now...
I'm pregnant!
No! No. I'm now in my early 30s. I'm not engaged, I'm not married, and I've got no children. In a loving relationship, but it's still relatively new, 18 months. Couldn't be happier or more supported by my partner. But I'm living here now, and I'm concentrating on my career for a bit. We're both planning trips and everything, and that's what we want for this time. And, you know, I've just been back to visit my sister back home, and she's just had her first baby. So she's younger than me. She's been married for 7 years. She's only ever had one partner. I've got friends now who are having their first and now talking about having their second. And so now more than ever, I just sort of feel like I'm getting these direct comparisons between where they're at and where I'm at. And I'd be lying if I said it didn't affect me, and feeling like I need to explain why or sort of defend my position. So,
are you mad at me the other day when I said, oh, did you, you went home and saw your new nephew? Did that make you get the baby jitters or anything?
Oh, it doesn't make me get mad, but it just, you know, that's the kind of questions that you constantly are shielding if you're 30 something and you're in a relationship or whatever, and people sort of like, oh, when are you getting married? Like, what are you doing? And
time's
it's just
a ticking,
kind of, yeah, there's just this kind of pressure. And look, I've personally got no issue waiting for a few more years to try for a baby, and I don't feel like I should have to make any excuses for that. And, you know, even when people have asked me and I've sort of floated the idea and sort of said, oh, well, you know, if I have one, I might just have one and maybe I'd just be happier with that. I feel like then again, I feel like I'm being asked, well, why would you want to do that? And there's this another line of judgment. And
in for a penny, in for a pound. Come on, if you're going to have one, let's have 10.
Well, but, it, you know, whatever. That's my call. And aside from my situation, which is more to do with my age and where I'm at in my life, I think there's a myriad of reasons why people don't have a baby. There's medical issues sometimes you're completely unaware of or you have to work through. You know, there's significant financial factors to consider when you're having a child. And sometimes, you know what, it's just not for you. It's just not what you want in your life, and that's fine too. And I think it's just such a personal choice for a woman and the couple. And I think this judgment is completely uncalled for. And I think we really need to start being more accepting of people's choices in regards to having kids. And I know I'm very confident here that I'm not going to be alone in these thoughts. And I really would like to hear from you guys. Do you get judged for not having a baby? I'd really like to hear your thoughts.
Well said, Lancey.
Was it well said?
Get around the Lance cat.
Someone
get a fire extinguisher in here. Lance is on fire.
That just, it really spoke to me, that article yesterday. Yeah. And I think it's just something that we're not talking about enough. And I'd really like to hear from some other women that get that as well.
Good on you. 1300 00 1063. Do you get judged or feel pressure for not having a baby? Give us a call. 1300 00 1063. Star 106.3, 8:25 with Lakey and Lance, Samantha Jade and Benji Madden, both on the show tomorrow for your Feel Good Friday. It's 8:25 on 1300 00 1063. You get judged for not having a baby if you've just got in your car or, you know, just tuned in. You missed a pretty passionate rant from Lanzi. And rant might be the wrong word, but you feel really strongly about it. Well, and it's off the back of Jennifer Aniston's article about, you know, feeling the pressure by the media and people in everyday society to have children when it's not necessarily what you really have to do anymore, I guess.
Absolutely. And part of Jen's article, you know, we're complete with or without a mate, with or without a child. We get to decide for ourselves what is beautiful when it comes into our body. That decision is ours and ours alone, and we get to determine our own happily ever after. I just feel like, for me, I really connected to that. You know, I'm getting a lot of pressure as well from sort of friends and family in my situation, and I know that there'll be plenty of other women and couples out there going through the same thing, and I think it's a really personal journey for a woman and for a couple to go through when they decide to have children and all the other factors that play into that. And this judgment is completely uncalled for, and we really need to start being more accepting of people's choices.
1300 001063, do you get judged or feel judged for not having a baby? Adam, what do you reckon?
Not myself, because we already have one. We're very fortunate. But yeah, I agree that, you know, just because people may not have children, people don't know the underlying story, you know. Yeah. So one of our good friends that we all probably know and care about a lot has come out and said, you know, everybody has trouble for whatever reason, and people shouldn't judge based on what their lifestyle is and, you know, whether they have children or not and put the pressure on them.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right. Whether it's a choice or whether it's something completely out of your control, that's not for other people to deem, you know, where you're at in your life and the decisions that you're making without all the information.
I think it's absolutely disrespectful, and it just shows what kind of society is like now, that you don't have what everybody else has or what the norm is. Oh, you must be some kind of alien, and it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I could not agree more, Adam. Thank you so much for your thoughts.
Good
this
on
morning.
You, mate. Cheers for the call. Maddie from Mount Louisa, what do you reckon?
The judgment's terrible. I was judged before, during, and after my child, and it's not okay. It took me 2 years to fall pregnant and to miscarriage, and people don't know that. They don't get it, and you tell them, and it's like you're the bad person for telling them, you know, and then you're pregnant and you're big. Well, I'm growing a baby. I should be big, you know. Yeah. And then...
The bigger the better, when you're pregnant.
But it's such a personal journey.
Well, it's none of your business. It's not... You don't know what I went through to get here or during or after, so don't. Yeah. It's
so did this... When did you hear anything about this Jennifer Aniston article?
Did
that really speak to you as well?
It did. And she said it a lot more nicely than I would be capable of. Yeah.
More people need to be aware of the situation that they're putting others in when they pass on this judgment and how that can affect people.
Yeah, you don't know what people have gone through. You don't know why they're pregnant or that they can't be pregnant or what happened before they were pregnant. So don't go there. Yeah.
Absolutely.
If they're not going to go there, then don't judge them for it.
Oh, well said, Maddie. Couldn't agree more. Thank you so much for your thoughts this morning.
Cheers, mate.
Thanks, bye.
Why do people judge? Like, what would be the thought behind that? If someone's a 35-year-old, is it like, oh, you don't have all your stuff sorted?
I think there is a bit of that. I think, you know, there's sort of been these check boxes that you need to hit in life to be deemed complete, and I think that that's been one of them. And I think, you know, times are changing, and, you know, you have to get an education and go out into the world. People like to travel. There's a lot of financial factors that need to be considered when you have a child. People are meeting people later in life. There's a whole myriad of reasons, aside from, you know, medical issues and stuff like that can crop up as well. And I just think that people sort of just make these comments without thinking, but there is a myriad of reasons that go on why people might not have a child, and at the end of the day, that's their call.
Yeah.
And that shouldn't be any of your business.
Yeah. 8:30 with Lakey and Lance. Give us a call, 1300 001063, if you've got some thoughts on getting judged for not having a baby.
Now in North Ward, it's 21 degrees.
8:38 with Lakey and Lance on 1300 001063. Do you feel judged for not having a baby? More and more people these days seem to be living that lifestyle just with them and their partner, growing old together, not necessarily continuing the family tradition. And I think that's what it stems from. It's a deep family tradition, and you sort of feel pressure from some people. They look at you, maybe, you know, that I think it's time ticking or you're not having a baby. Do you not have your stuff sorted yet?
I think it's a benchmark that society expects you to hit. And I think that, you know, Jennifer Aniston's written a really eloquently written piece about, you know, you don't need to have a mate or a child to be complete. And we get to determine our own happily ever after for ourselves. And there's a myriad of reasons why people choose not to or can't have children.
Yeah. Getting your thoughts on 1300 001063. Carlene from Garbutt.
My husband and I, we have a daughter who's 6 in October, and every single day we get asked if we're having another one.
Right. And how does that make you feel? How do you respond to that?
Oh, I say no. I don't want another one. I'm happy with one. And then you get, oh, you need another one. Oh, why don't you want another one? Blah, 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 blah. I don't need to point out to you why I don't want another one.
Yeah. Well, you're too busy windsurfing by the sounds of it, Carlene. That's why.
Carlene, no, that's exactly... I've made those comments too, that I don't think I would mind one, and I've been given the exact same question, so I completely understand your position. Thank you so much for letting us know that this morning.
Cheers, mate.
No worries. Thanks, mate.
Carly from Condon on 1300 001063. What do you reckon?
I just want to come from a different perspective, because I was judged a lot too before I fell pregnant, and I'm now pregnant, and I didn't understand what it was like. Like, you can't ever understand what it's like until you go through it. Mm. But I feel like that my friends and family just wanted me to be as happy as they felt when they were pregnant.
Right.
And maybe it's not so much like a judgment, but I felt like my heart's expanded by 3 times ever since I fell pregnant. And to go through that joy and happiness is just amazing. And maybe that, you know, that people want to maybe share that rather than saying, oh, why haven't you had a baby yet? Maybe it's like, why don't you want to feel like this yet? It's amazing.
Mm.
And I know, like, it's hard, I suppose, if it's not your choice. And, you know, I know a lot of people go through really hard times, and it can be really hard. But, I feel like that's where I would come from if I was asking anybody else if they were having kids, because I was the same, and I hated it when people asked me, and it drove me crazy. But I get it now.
Look, it is. It's an interesting viewpoint. I think just what I would sort of say to that is that, you know, if you're getting that joy from other areas in your life and that's just not something that you're looking to do, I understand that people want you to feel that joy, but I think where people are having the issue is that joy is only associated with going down that road, and I think that's where people just need to have a little bit more of an open mind that other people gain that joy from other areas.
I think people, though, when they've got that natural insight into something that someone else doesn't have, you feel a bit more sort of entitled to your opinion.
Yep.
So when you've experienced something as big as having a kid, yeah, you're right. You're right, Carly, that people, it seems maybe to some that they're getting on their high horse and saying, well, why don't you want kids? But maybe it's
they
getting disguised at the same time.
Yeah, I do.
It's coming from a good place.
Yeah, I get that.
I felt like I was happy before too, and I felt like, because I wasn't necessarily like a clucky kind of person. I wasn't all googar about babies. And I was like, oh, I'm sure it can't make me any more happy than I am. But once you go through it, it's unbelievable. You can never, ever understand it until it's something that you've gone through.
Mm. So, well, that's a really interesting viewpoint this morning. Thank you so much for your call.
I understand that, Carly, because my ex-missus, she was like, why don't you like Orange is the New Black? And then she finally convinced me to watch it, and I've never been happier.
Yeah, that's the same. Thanks, Carly.
Thank you.
8:42. Good chat, guys.
Oh, so many calls, guys. Sorry we couldn't get to all of them, but really interesting viewpoints coming through this morning. Thank you so much. Yep.
Lakey and lads, we are chatting with Luke Schencher next, one of the Townsville Heat players. Great season from them so far. He's on the show.